Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Babasra Daf Tzadi Beis Babasra 92. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the chapter, or the sixth chapter of Babasra called HaMocher Peros. And in the Daf Yomi for today, the Gemara is recording a fundamental dispute between Shmuel and Rav about whether or not we can apply this idea of following a majority of a likelihood that something will happen, if we can apply it also to monetary matters. When it comes to a matter that whether something is permitted or forbidden, then everybody would agree that we can follow the majority principle. The question is, what about with respect to money? So Rav says that we always say this principle of basa ruba azlinan. We always follow the majority principle, even but when it comes to trying to take money from somebody else. If the likelihood is that this is the way the facts spell out, then we could take the money from somebody else on the principle of the majority. But, however, Shmuel disagrees with Rav and says, no, when do we say this principle of majority? Ki azlina basa ruba b'isura. Only when it comes to a question of Jewish law, whether something is permitted or forbidden. But when it comes to monetary matter, b'mamona, then we say, amotzi michavera olav araya. Then if you want to take away money from somebody else, the burden of proof is upon you. And then a simple majority is not sufficient. And then what we'd have to do is we have to prove with certainty that the money is yours. And the Gemara challenges Rav's position that we always say the majority principle, even when it comes to money, from a Mishnah in Ksuvos 15b. And the Mishnah in Ksuvos concerns a woman who disputes with her husband how much she is owed from her Ksuba. As a background, we know that the Ksuba is a document which guarantees that the woman, at the termination of the marriage, will get a certain amount of money. And as a general rule, even though the amount could be negotiated, but as a general rule, a virgin woman, when she got married, is entitled to a 200 zuz at the termination of the marriage, whereas a non-virgin is entitled to 100 zuz. So the Mishnah talk in Ksuvos 15b says, let's say she says, I was a virgin when I got married, and the husband claims, no, you were not a virgin, you were a widow when I married you. So under those circumstances, there's a dispute. And so the Mishnah in Ksuvos says that if the witnesses come along and say that what we saw when she went to the marriage, when she went to the chuppah, she was wearing either a hinuma, which was a type of veil that virgins wore, or else she was walking to the chuppah with her head uncovered, berosha perua, then it's clear that she was a virgin and she is entitled to the 200 zuz. So the Gemara says this is a question on Rav. Why is it a question on Rav? Because we need witnesses to prove it. But if there were no witnesses, she would get 100 zuz. Why wouldn't we follow the majority and say the majority of marriages take place between unmarried women for the very first time and their husbands, not between widows and their husbands? And so therefore, from the fact that we can't say the majority and the likelihood is that she was a virgin when she got married, therefore this is a proof that we don't follow the majority, and therefore this is a question against Rav. So Gemara says, no, Rav would reject that as a question against him, because Rav would say, no, the reason why we can't follow the majority here is because the majority is weakened, because normally if this was really the case, there would be a rumor associated with the fact that this was her first marriage. But since there was no kol, there was no sound associated with saying that this is her first marriage, therefore the majority is weakened, and therefore we can't apply the majority principle. But the upshot of this Gemara is that it's very clear from our sugya is that a woman, when she goes to her marriage for the first time, she walked with her head uncovered, and so that a virgin girl walked to the marriage with her head uncovered. This is actually a controversial text, because the Shulchan Aruch is unclear about whether or not an unmarried woman who has never been married should cover her hair. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to have two contradictory rulings. In Orach Chaim, where he discusses what is appropriate to recite Shema in front of, that you're not allowed to recite Shema in front of somebody who's dressed inappropriately, the Shulchan Aruch there rules that if a woman who is married has her hair uncovered, a person should not recite the Shema in front of such a woman who's typically covers her hair. However, if there was a woman whose hair is typically uncovered because she has never been married, so then under those circumstances, it is permitted to recite the Shema. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Evin HaEzer that even a besua, even an unmarried woman, when she walks in public, should cover her hair. So therefore, it seems to be a contradiction between the Shulchan Aruch, because in one case he says an unmarried woman does not cover her hair, and whereas in Evin HaEzer he says an unmarried woman does cover her hair. So the Magen Avraham raises this contradiction, and he wants to resolve the contradiction by stating that when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that an unmarried woman should not walk in public with her hair uncovered, it means that she should not not walk with her hair completely uncovered and flowing down, but it should be braided. That is how he resolves the contradiction. But the Machatzis HaShekel challenges this resolution of the Magen Avraham, because the Machatzis HaShekel says that Rashi, in his interpretation of our Gemara in Ksuvos, says that the woman who walks to the Chuppah walks with her hair flowing down to her shoulder. So we see from here that the hair of an unmarried woman walking to the Chuppah was really totally free and loose and not braided like the Magen Avraham says it's supposed to be. And so therefore this is a challenge to the Magen Avraham. And indeed the Machatzis HaShekel rules that is not inappropriate for an unmarried woman to have her hair uncovered, because he says our Gemara proves that exactly was the practice. However, even though the Machatzis HaShekel wants to challenge the Magen Avraham, there are other people who want to support him and say that no, it is inappropriate for an unmarried woman to be walking around with free-flowing hair, even though that is not the custom in our community. There are certain communities who adopt this very stringent practice of the Magen Avraham.